Hello, we are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What is this for?
It's an opinion survey about some topics, only to help us better understand what is most important to people.
Give me 1 second. Hold on. Let me finish this text. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, so you're asking me what now? You like the state of the country? No, I don't. I don't like it.
I'm sorry. Come again?
Yeah, I don't like it. You asked me the state of the country. I don't like it.
Okay, so you're somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of the next issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first one is abortion rights.
10? Yes.
Okay. Immigration?
Five.
And the next one is crime and violence.
5.
Okay. Climate change.
10.
Democracy.
0.
Criminal justice reform?
10.
10, you said?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. K-12 education?
10.
Voting rights?
0.
Healthcare?
10.
Inflation and cost of living?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Jobs and wages?
10.
Okay, racism and discrimination?
0.
Okay, student love debt?
0.
0, okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something come up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote? 10, thank you. May I know what is your race?
White.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is your year of your birth?
1995.
95, thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
PhD.
PhD, okay. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. Sorry, come again?
Can you repeat that one for
us? Sure, of course. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10.
0.
0? No power at all. So do you feel that your vote has no power at all to make change on issues that matter to you?
5. 5?
Okay. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? If on a scale, please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
0.
0? Okay, thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is Kamala Harris.
10.
10, okay. The Republican Party.
10, I guess.
Okay. So you feel very warm and favorable towards them?
Yes.
Okay. Joe Biden?
5. 5,
okay. Donald Trump?
5.
The Democratic Party?
10. 10.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
5. 5,
thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Yes, I would.
And for whom would you vote if the November 24 elections for president were held today?
Kanye West.
It could be Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West.
Kanye West, yeah, I vote for Kanye West, but I wouldn't vote for none of the candidates that you already asked me about. I wouldn't vote for any of them candidates.
Okay. And if you have to choose for whom would you vote, it would be Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein.
Neither, none of them.
Okay.
No option.
Okay, understand. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 24 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I'm the Democrat.
The Democrat, okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I didn't vote. I don't think.
Okay, so you did not,
wait,
vote.
I voted for Biden.
Oh, okay.
I voted for Biden. Yeah, I voted for Biden.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I mean, better, but that's because of me, not because of them.
Understand. So it could be, would you say it's better or much better?
I say it's, I mean, it's much better. But, okay. I mean, if it's like attesting to credit to them, then I can't, then it stays the same, like, honestly.
Okay. Noted.
But if it's just in general asking me, then yes, it got better.
Understand. Thank you for that. Thinking about your network or friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
None of them.
None of them, okay. Okay. Now we have a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one is President Biden. Do you believe that certainly did not prevent progress? It would be a 0, a 5 that you're not sure, and a 10 certainly prevented progress. You can choose any number from 0 to 10.
Zero.
Certainly did not prevent, okay. Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
0. What do you mean?
About this one, the Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly, do you believe that this person or event prevented the progress you wanted? That would be... I'm sorry, let me read this back to you. A 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure. And a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress.
Zero.
Okay. Supreme Court?
0.
White supremacist?
0.
Republicans and the U.S. Congress?
0. How many more questions you got?
Right now we have the 60% of the survey. I would try to read this as fast as I can. The last one.
Can I finish it now? I don't want to be done. I'm sorry.
Okay. Can we call you later to complete the survey?
Yeah, actually, you can, to be honest. Call me tomorrow, like, the same time.
Okay, sure, we'll do that. Thank you so much for your time. We will call you tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a good day.